Samachava base. You gonna get a cup of coffee tonight? Okay. No, thank you. We're gonna have Samachava base at the top line. The Milver Bait. But alone with witnesses. This is talking about what happens when a shchiv mira, somebody who's dying, a shchimera writes away his property, and when that's valid and when that's not valid. In other words, a shchimera writes his property to somebody else, does it supersede all pre-existing loans and shiabudim? So, b'milva b'edim, let's say they have to somebody who has a loan outstanding against you. Okay? If it's a milva b'edim, if it's a loan without a document, then they can only grab movable objects, not shtaros. Shtaros, you need to have a shtar, actually, in order to make a land grab, right? Avo v'milva b'shtar, b'chitov sukarka, b'chitov sumitavlin, eim utziim b'yodor. If it's a milva b'edim, you can only take metavlin. But it's a milva and a shtar, you can take both metavlin and karkos. Now, this is the basis of halacha we said last week. Last week, again, as I said, we said halacha, if a shchiv mera wrote his property over to somebody else, if the property was only metaltalin, so then whoever grabbed the metaltalin, and even if there's no money left over for his burial, tough, you just leave him to rot, right? If, however, the property left over was karkos, then we said for various possible reasons, either because tfisa and karkos is not a proper tfisa, or because karkos are meshubah to burial, right? Because you bury in the karka. But then the divrei shchimira and the karkos, in which he gave him as a gift, do not preempt his right or their requirement to allow him to be buried there. And that's parallel to over here. If you have a milver for which you seize metaltalin, that's considered to be a valid seizure. A milver b'shtar, the seizure is even good against karkos. But divrei shchimira k'ksuvim esurin dami, we say that when a shchimira gives a gift, as if it's signed and sealed, that's only on the level of a oral loan, not of a written loan, and therefore, only if the people who are getting the gift grab metaltalin is a valid grab, not if they grab any land, any real estate. Okay? D'amar Rabbi Abba bar Rav Huna, in the third line down. D'amar Rabbi Abba bar Rav Huna, asu divrei shchimera kibari shekasa v'nasa. They made the gift of a dying person, like a healthy person, who wrote and who gave over. V'husha meis me'oso choli. As long as he died from that death. Hivri lo, but not if he became healthy. Not if he became healthy again. So yes, divrei shchimira k'ksuvim esurin dami, but k'ksuvim esurin doesn't literally mean like shtaros, but rather like an oral loan, and therefore tfisa only works, is only valid by the metaltalin, by movable objects, not by karkos, not by land and real estate. Okay? Says the Gemara, uvim misayim. There's also another requirement by divrei shchimira. He has to be specific about what he's giving as a gift. Voimer, he has to say, Tnu sode ploini leploini. Give so-and-so field to so-and-so individual. Amar, what if he said Tnu? Now is a word missing here, a very important word. What if he said Tnu chatzi sode leploini? Ploini leploini. He said, give half of X field to Ruvein. Kimisha see him. Is that sufficiently? It's as if he specified. Oh, actually, Omar Chetzi B'tzafa M'Chetzi B'Dorim. Does he have to specify which half? The northern half or the southern half, or obviously the east and west or the western half? Rabbi Yudenboy, that's one question. It's not resolved. Rabbi Yudenboy asked, Omar, he said, Sirfuni, after I die, burn my body. V'ivdu libi avoida, sacrifice my body as a korban. I'm not sure if that's what it means, or it means do work with my body. But anyway, he said something which obviously no Jew has the right to fulfill, right? But the second half of the statement was, "Utenu chati sada pleni leploni." Actually, this is a resolution of the previous question. It said, "Give half of my field, so-and-so field to so-and-so," without specifying what half of the field, the north, the south, the east, or the west. So in that case, he means sorfin, a nosin. If you don't burn him, you don't give the field. So, oh no, this is not did I skip? What? It's not a resolution. It's not a resolution, previous question. Well, I'd say I was right the first time. It's not a resolution. It's only telling us that since we cannot fulfill half of a statement, since we're not allowed to burn our dead, nor to do work with them, with their corpses, so therefore we don't give the gift either, because it seems like you made everything contingent on each other. You made it conditional. So therefore you can't fulfill part of his condition, because it's halakhically forbidden. We don't fulfill the other part of his condition either. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chagai boy. Rabbi Chagai asked the final question. Shechim Meirash Omar, and Shechim Meirah said, Yozonu b'nosai, let my daughters be fed from my property. So says the Gemara, B'lo kachem b'nosav nizoinim, aren't his daughters fed from his property anyway? That's part of the Tanai Ksuva. As long as his daughters are still in his household, they're fed. So what's he trying to say? Right? Lo tzur chada ela. It's not a question, rather, Maushi Azunim and Shubanim, if the heirs go and sell part of the field, can the daughters go and take that property in order to feed themselves? Now, normally they can't take from Shubanim, from a field which is on the lead to somebody else. But since he made this extra statement, so the question is whether they can take those fields. Well, furthermore, can they be fed from objects? Because normally they only get fed from lands, from real estate. What about now, can they get from objects? Okay, we don't know the answer to the question. Right, none of them resolved because we don't know what the status of a statement of Shechimah is vis-a-vis any of these halachos. Rabbi Yehudah Baruch Linoi, or Navi, I don't know exactly what it is. Rabbi Yehudah fled this place. Asa Udo Kum Rabbi Yossi. A case came from Rabbi Yossi. Shechimera, a dying person, Sharma said, Yinostu Osioso Leploni. May my documents be given over to so-and-so as a gift. Documents, of course, which are outstanding loans. Amarle, so he said, Ein Shechimera Mizake. A Shechimera only has the right to give over his gift. Elad Bidvorim Shein Nikdim Obishtar. Stuff which is acquired either by documents, Obishikha, or by pulling. Velu, whereas documents themselves, bills of loan, Nikdim Obishikha Obishtar, they have to be taken possession of, and a document has been concerning them. Kodah Detani, like that which you learn, Sfina Nikdis Mashikha Divayako. A book can be acquired by Mashikha, everybody agrees on that. Rabbi Nassim Marinos and says, Sina Vosios Nikdim Mashikha. A boat and shtaros are acquired via Mashikha, with a shtar and by shtar as well. You need both. So therefore, Divrei Shechimera will not apply to the shtaros, because Kasav Lo Mashach, if you pulled the bills of sale and did not, I'm sorry, you wrote a document on them and didn't pull them, Mashach Lo Kasav, or you did Mashikha them, you pulled them and didn't write bills of sale, Lo Asaklum, you didn't do anything, Hachichto V'imshach, until you did Ksiva in Mashikha, and therefore the bills of loan are not given over by Divrei Shechimera, because Divrei Shechimera can only supplant one of two steps, either Ksiva or a Mashikha, either the writing of a document or the pulling of the object. They can't supplant both. It's interesting, Bnei Moshe brings down, this is our argues on the Bavli. The Bavli, in fact, holds that Divrei Shechimera can assume Mesurin Dami, the effectiveness of this gift of a Shechimera of a dying person works even to be mocked at documents, not just real estate or mezuzah. What? Once you say it, Takara Darabani might as well say it all the way. Right. Obviously, the Yerushalmi had some different cheshbon, which is not clear. Okay.
that
No. That's about not by Divish Shtimirot. No, it's a regular Kinyan on Osios. Because really, Shtaros, really, there's no balanced Kinyan on. It's all problem with Osios. Because the paper really is written to a specific individual. How could I be marking an IOU to me, right? I mean, it's not like nowadays. One sells loans. A loan tends to a specific individual. So therefore, his shita is that in order to be marking a loan, you need not just to sell the loan paper. We also have to be able to sell the loans. So that's when you need both the Meshicha and the Ksiva. The question is when you get the Divrei Shchemira Ksuvim Surin Dami, which works to replace Ksiva or Meshicha, can replace this the double weakness which is inherent in the sale of documents and bills of loans. Okay. Says the Mishnah further. I'm on a Benin 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 Nisui. You have a woman who's a widow. Whether her husband died when she was just betrothed or whether her husband died when she was fully married, she's allowed to sell property in order to make her in order to make her ksuva, or to make her ksuva even out of court. If they're fully married, she doesn't have to sell under Basin's auspices, she can sell independently. If her husband died when she was really betrothed, she should only sell in court. Because she only gets a ksuva, she doesn't get mizonos. And anytime she doesn't get mizonos, which means anytime she doesn't get fed, as long as she's a widow, she cannot sell other than in court. And the Gemara is going to try to explain that. Says more, Mizmar Sover Rabbi Shimon. Bimzonos Hadavar Tolos. It sounds like Kod Rabbi Shimon. The matter has to do with whether his wife is getting sustained or not. If that's the case, pasak milazun mineirusin. If he stipulated that he's going to provide her with food when she's only betrothed, so then shmocher shlo basin, she can sell out of court without court basin's approval. Pasak shlo lazun mineirusin. If he declared that he's not going to feed her while they're married, so then low take on the basis. So even if her husband dies after the full marriage, she can only sell in court. That's all Rabbi Shimon's for. What about Tibra Chachamim? What's Chachamim's for? So Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Chinna B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said there's a dichotomy between a divorcee, between a woman who's widowed out of Erusin and a woman who's married out of Nisuin. Why? Oh, one said, no. Chachamim said there is no dichotomy. So it's Rav Shimon says there's a dichotomy. But Rabbanu hold there's not. Why is there not? Because Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan said, a person is concerned with the dignity of his widow. That she shouldn't have to go to court in order to sell the property, whether she was fully married or only partially married. If a woman who's a widow forgoes her kesuva to the orphans, nizonis mishelohen, she's fed in the meantime from their property. It's a very interesting concept because normally a woman who has normally a woman has mizonos, yes, that's true. But until such time she gets her ksuva. And here she's being moichel ksuva. So she's really never going to get it. So why does she not lose mizonos right away? Why does she not lose the right to be sustained the moment she's moichel ksuva? No point in mizonos as long as she has to collect the ksuva. When she's moichel, it would seem that's as if she collected the ksuva already, right? The kasha shana, that's more ask. The kasha iluisha she'ein lo kesuva shema yesh lo mizonos. If a woman has no kesuva, how come she gets sustained? So it's more isha she'ein lo kesuva ein lo mizonos. Normally, a woman who has no kesuva does not get fed. Ramacha, but here, lo dayacha she'mochli yisoyin kesuvasa. It's not enough she was mochli to the ears her kesuva. That was she'ata mevakish tabicha mizonosah. you want to cause it to lose her the food. It's not fair. So have we never made such a talk on it. Rabbi Yerushalayim Rav said, Hatovaz Ksuvasa Beis Din, a woman who demands her Ksuvan Beis Din, Itam Zonosel. She loses her right to get any sustenance, like we just said. Amrei Yisrael said a distinction. It's actually not brought down in the post community. That's a pretty obvious distinction with Tzitzit. Yuvan Mina Shufi. Only if she was Merkel or Tzuva, or she sold her Tzuva, or she announced her Tzuva willfully. Right? Mina Shufi means smoothly. Ava Omina Ones, but if she was compelled to announce her Tzuva low, then these laws do not apply. Kato Amaruto, like a certain widow, the Rabbi Abdimas, who was the widow of Rabbi Abdimas. Ramuba, so they started talking to her. Ramuba, they said, Rabbi Barba Kohen Boy Loks Tava. Rabbi Barba Kohen wants to marry you. So therefore, you should just get your ksuva for the first husband and go and marry him, which is not true. He had no intention of marrying her whatsoever. So says, Mohe. In the meantime, they said, Boy Loch Tavas Parnum. I'm sorry. Hey, Baba Kaha Koin, Boy Loch, he wants you. Tavas Parnum. So she went and demanded of Tsuba, of them the Venice Mizono Sarah. And she lost her food, her right to be sustained. Tabasam Bezema means in the Eastern Biwaya, when this became renowned, Alun Uvdo Kumi Rabbi Yossi. So the story came from Rabbi Yossi. Because of the Mizaino, and he put her back to get sustained because she was tricked into that renouncing of her right to be sustained. Thank you. Rabbi Lazar Shem Rabbi Yossi Zimra said, Amonish Osa Shnaim Shosh Chodoshim, a woman who went 2 or 3 months, Shloit Bel Mizonoseh, and has not demanded her Mizonos. That means after the fact, as well, she went and she sustained herself for 2 or 3 months, and she didn't charge her expense account. So statute of limitations of the Mizonos, she lost the right to get Mizonos. Now that means she lost the right to be reimbursed for those 3 months which she didn't demand reimbursement. She loses the right. Normally she gets reimbursed for any money she expends on her own food. But here she lost that right because the statute of limitations expires that quickly. Says the Gemara. After Mizono said, Dina Tlosi Yarchaya, she loses those 3 months for Mizono. Now, says the Gemara. That's why she didn't borrow money to sustain herself during those 3 months. Having loved her, if she borrowed money in order to sustain herself, then she collects when you saw me. Because obviously she borrowed money, she was short on cash, and she wasn't moichel. And also the story about there is no collateral. But if she has collateral, if you love her, goiva. Even if she didn't borrow money, still she had to get reimbursed. So I'm not sure what exactly this collateral is. What? I guess the collateral is stuff that she gave to the people who supplied her with food. So since you're getting collateral, so clearly, even though she didn't borrow money from anybody else, but since she gave collateral, clearly she intends to redeem it and get it back. So she's not Michael or Mazonas. Forgets Mazonas. She gave those who gave her Mazonas collateral. Not payment. She bought food on credit. Okay. Says or for what? Yes. Rabbi Yosef Shemri Yochan said, "Zui Sham, this is that which they said." B'tchila merchim mazon yubeis chun.
Says this.
Okay, I need a little bit of sledgehammer with what I said, but I don't see any other trying. Zui Shalom said, "Mitchila mocher mochim mazon yibeis chodesh." I don't understand exactly why they do this, but they sell property at public auction every 12 months to raise money for her mizonos. But they don't give it to her at once; they allot it to her monthly. So they have their money in the bank for a whole year, but they allocate it monthly. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said, "Zui Shalom mitchila mochim mazon." Yud Beis Chodesh. The Nosa Mosan Shlosh Miyom, but you only give it 3 days at a time. The end 3 days. Henrim Nosno Nu. They say we gave it for this month. Yumay Slona Tal, they didn't get for this month. So then, Yeva Kadot. We'll say concerning this like that. The Mariva Vishim Rabbi Yochan. He said a very interesting thing. Lava Mimena. Let's say borrowed from a woman, although the woman is not so germane. Let's say borrowed from a woman, you'd base out to Lashana. $12,000 for a year. We owe small and low Medina Zav the Chosh. Give her 12 of that sum every month, which is a dinar Zav, which same thing as 1,000 dinar of Kesef. So you stipulate you pay back month, right? Pshita, so at the end, Chodesh Arisha Nasa. So it's Pasha does that the first month you get your pay back. The Chodesh Achron, last month, meaning here, not the last month literally, but month you haven't yet been in the property. In other words, you paid already for the first month. You didn't pay for the months that are still ahead of you, right? Because nobody pays rent ahead of time. You have a Shebeno sign. What about the days which already passed over you? Let's say it's 6 months since the arrangement began. So Zoe Shomer, that's how it just said. Right, on the months ahead, we assume that he didn't pay. But the months behind us already, the initial months we assume is already paid. And this is generic halacha, by avah. If I come after the time and I say, "You didn't pay me, Yaakov," so Yaakov says, "No, I did pay." And I believe Yaakov. If I come before the time is up and the mind of Yaakov to pay me, so Yaakov says, "I paid you, right?" Says, "No, of course you didn't pay, because you don't pay until the time is up." Everybody's a deadbeat to the last possible moment. The basic premise. Okay? Says the Gemara. Asher Evam Shem Yom Tzed. We just said on top, initially, we sell 12 months worth, and then we give her money for 30 days. Let's sell only 30 days worth of property at a time. Why do we sell 12 months property at a time? In order not to diminish her capacity. Did I skip?
No.
Because obviously, if you sell small parcels, it's not the same as selling one big parcel.
Right.
And sometimes it's more, but it's not the same. It says the Gemara, "Levitin lo mazin yibeis chodesh." Why give it 12 months at once? The Gemara said, "Okay, if that's what you're going to say, nimtesachad yisayim, you're going to cause the orphans a loss." But at a time like that, which you said, "Amonish etov safil elv zuz limzonosah," a woman, what?
No, they sell this property a little bit at a time. They don't sell all at once and hold
on. No, they do sell at once. All 12 months at once.
They do?
Yeah.
So why does...
Why don't we give her all 12 months worth of salary at one
why
time?
Why does she gain by getting it a little piece at a time?
What?
Why does she... Why do you say she
loses? She loses.
Right.
So that's what it's a 12 months worth of once. Not piecemeal over 12 months. Not to drive the price down. So it says, again, you do love most of the youth basically, she'll give it all 12 months a month, but once. In my case, you say that in say Sahabi, you're going to cause the assignment loss. Because at a time like that, which learn, I'm one of your top star, a few L of Dinar, Limzona Sah, a widow who grabbed even $1,000 for Amazonos, aim will see me other. We do not extricate that from them. So obviously, if she makes, as the 12 months of Mizonos in hand, so who knows what she might abscond or embezzle with. We don't want her to have that much kevats, because who knows what she's going to do next, right? So if that's the case, we only give her a little bit of a time. Okay? What?
Why don't we say Abel Seymour Yonder? Person worried about what she's going to do.
Why do we not take it back from her? From her? I'm not sure. I don't know why we don't think it's that. It's a good question. I don't know. Okay, maybe it's not about Gates where her Mazonas are worth that much. She claims at least they're worth that much. I don't know, it's a good question. I was saying, well, show us what's in your hand to see that we're not abusing the privilege. That's why it must be that she can grab 1,000 from his own next to 1,000. Because we have a question whether we can say, see if you're abusing your privilege. Actually, I don't know. Since eventually she's going to take an oath. Now that's how Allah mentioned a woman has taken an oath that everything she took from her, from the property of the Suleiman, even that which is in her hands now, it should be the rest of the words. Lo mi lo, we don't say to her, chave, we don't say, show us what it is. We assume that she's telling the truth. Okay? Mar ksuvas omiksas. She sold her ksuva apartment. You know what? Let me get I need something cold. She sold her ksuva or part of her ksuva. Mishkan Mishkanta, or the thing is like this. She obviously doesn't have her ksuva in hand. She's selling part of her ksuva, the rights to part of her ksuva. Now, normally, in a case where a woman admits that she received part of her ksuva, she has to take oath before redeeming any more of it. But she didn't admit that she received part of it. She sold the potential of it, which is really imminent potential because it's talking about where her husband is already dead, right? So therefore, it's a very valid imminent potential. But on the other hand, she hasn't collected any of it yet. It's a futures thing. So Malksuvasa Miksasa Mishkanta. She used her ksuva as collateral on a loan. Omiksasa part of her ksuva. The Samasa Aram, she gives it a gift, Omiksasa part of it. Lotim Gresa Shalabase, and that's it. She loses part of her right. She can't sell the rest of her ksuva. She can't sell property, actually, to raise her ksuva money other than in court. Because obviously she has very strong nikias now. Because she's got to deliver on the sale which she made to somebody else. So therefore, in order to make sure she remains honest, she can only sell her ksuva now, or she can only sell money, property, to raise her ksuva money in basin. Okay? Now, I want you to bear in mind, when a woman could really go down to the property of the orphans and sell at will in order to raise money for her ksuva, even though it's not her property. But it's property from the estate, so she has rights to it. With the exception of this case, because now already we're on her tail, because we're suspicious of her. That's why it's out of comma. Even 4 or 5 times over, and we have no right to make her go to court. Himself for her sustenance on a court, because service mzona sai macharti, and she can write, I sold it for my mzonas, and she's believed. She's divorced, however, she can only sell in court. Tani, we learn mocheres v'nosanes. Sorry, mocheres v'kosevis. She has free reign. She can sell and write. Elu ksubasi. These I sold for my ksuba. Elu mzonos. And these I sold for mzonos. In which she had, her accountability is very low. We basically give her credibility. Tivir Abiyuda. Rabiyosimer mocheres v'kosevis tam. She doesn't even have to give an accounting of what she sold for. And with this, Kocha Miyupe, she has much greater, she has great advantage. Bas Milva Beinim. It's like a good guy comes to claim the property left from the estate because he had an outstanding loan against the deceased, right? So Bas Milah Beit Din, when married, she says, oh, you can't touch this property. I sold it for my food. And halacha is if it's only an oral loan, along with witnesses, but only oral, it's not goyva for property which has been sold to somebody else. However, if he mitzarif the two halves of the shtar, because like two separate psalkim of Beis Din already. So if they come to Beis Din, then you divide to make the joining together. But it's already after the fact. I'm thinking that maybe it's that those two shittos of Reish Lakish are connected. All right, we'll stop here for this evening.